So the first sicha in the 12th volume of the Likutei Sichos, Parshas Vayikra, there is the edited version, which we have in the Likutei Sichos, and we have the unedited version, but rather the transcript of the Rebbe's verbal delivery of the sicha in Sichos Kedesh. And it's interesting that in the Sichos Kedesh, in the oral version, there is a very clear take-home message from the sicha that for some reason in the edited version did not enter. But due to the fact of the style of what I call the mini-sermon, I just felt that it's important to have a take-home message because that's really what we focus on. So I'm going to borrow from the transcript as well as the edited version to create some kind of wholesome picture of what the Rebbe is trying to drive home at us. Okay. The first pasuk in the parsha, Vayikra Hashem al Moshe, Hashem calls out to Moshe and he says, Adam ki yakriv mikem, a person when they will sacrifice from amongst you. Comes Rashi and says that ki yakriv, the fact that it says ki, and over here it's being translated as when or if, so that means that's a voluntary sacrifice. It's a korban nedava. And the Rebbe goes through a whole analysis how Rashi reaches the conclusion, which I'll leave for the other speakers and the full sicha version. But the fact is, we're talking about voluntary. Now the question is, why would the Torah start with voluntary? And over here in the transcript of the Rebbe's oral version, the Rebbe offers a very powerful insight. And he says, you have to understand that Parshas Vayikra follows the previous Parsha of Pikudei. And in Pikudei, we learn about the passion that the Jewish people came with to build the Mishkan. And it was in such an intense period of overwhelming commitment to the cause, so much so that Moshe gives them the most beautiful blessings, which we actually focused on in last week's sicha. He blesses them that may it be Hashem's will that the Shekhinah should rest in the creation of your hands. So the Jewish people were in a powerful state. Also, another thing to consider is that Vayikra and the following few parshas are happening in a very small time period, in the 7-day period between the original setup of the Mishkan and then the final day, what we're going to read in 2 weeks' parshas, Shmini, the 8th day, which is the final day of the dedication, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Mishkan's officially inaugurated. Who was running the sacrifices at this period of time for the Jewish people? Moshe Rabbeinu. During this seven-day period, all the karbanos chayva, all the obligatory karbanos like the karban tamid, the weekly sacrifice, and others, were taking place through Moshe Rabbeinu. And chatos, the Rebbe says, based on the sins that happen for sins, the sacrifices that happen when a person sins. As we just said in Parshas Pikudei, the Jewish people were in a very passionate state. So it's hard to fathom that anybody was in a state of sinning on this incredible week as they're dedicating the Beis HaMikdash. So chances are, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to the Jewish people, they're at a state that there is no sin, and whatever obligatory sacrifices are being sacrificed that aren't connected to sin, Moshe Rabbeinu is doing on himself. So where does he start? He starts with the voluntary, because that's where the Jews are at. Jews are not bringing any sacrifices or obligatory things to sin, because there is no sin. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that's bringing all the other sacrifices that are obligatory. So what do we talk about? We talk about voluntary. But more than that, what shows the incredible commitment of the Jewish people and passion? Is it the chayva? Is it when they do what they are obligated to do? Or when they go beyond the letter of the law and karbanis nedava, they go bring sacrifices of commitment? So the Jewish people are calling out, and Moshe Rabbeinu is calling out to the Jewish people at this stage and saying, guys, Ultimately, the Mishkan is a place of you coming close to Hashem. And where do we see Adam Kiyakriv? Where do we see that the person is coming close from their own accord? In a Karban Nedava, in a voluntary sacrifice where they're going beyond what's expected of them. And that's the state that they were in. Now, obviously, after that, Moshe Rabbeinu has to go and discuss Karbanis Chayva because he has to teach them all the laws of Karbanis. But where is he starting at? He's starting at the place where the Jewish people are now, and also an aspiration of where they will be in the future, that they will be in a space of Nedava, of donating. Now Rashi then continues and says, why do we use the word Adam and not Ish? Adam is, in this context, is unusual. And if we would say Ish, then at least we would be able to say that the reason the Torah is using the word Ish is to exclude children who cannot bring, because we already learned in a different parasha that Ish refers to an adult. But Adam refers to everybody. It could even refer to a guy. It could refer to a child. So why do we say Adam? So comes Rashi and says that the reason we use the word Adam is because there is a lesson that just like Adam HaRishon, HaKoil HaYeshalai, he lived in a world that everything was his, so too we should respect other people's property and bring only from what's ours. But there's also a very powerful message in this. How did Adam HaRishon have the whole world owned his? I mean, seemingly Adam wasn't the only person alive. There was barely a few seconds that he was alive on his own, especially according to the simple meaning that him and Chava were created together and then very quickly separated. So what does it mean Adam brought a sacrifice from his? And the answer is because for those few seconds that Adam HaRishon was alone, the whole world became his. Just like Avram Avinu, when Hashem tells him, Kum Yishalech Ba'aretz Larko L'Rachba, go walk across the land of Israel and acquire it. Adam, by the simple being the first person on this planet, acquired the whole planet. And therefore, Adam didn't take from anybody else because he was the only one that had anything. So too, we have to respect property. But over here, I'm going to venture out and offer a suggestion, because the Rebbe doesn't clearly say it, neither in the verbal version or the oral version or the written version, that there's a powerful lesson for each and every one of us, that in many ways, we're told, Bishvili Nivra Olam, the world was created for me, we're told in the Talmud. And over here, the lesson of Adam Kiyakriv is maybe that if a person appreciates that the whole world is for them, not for this, for their sake simply in a selfish way. No, for their sake, kiyakriv, so that they should be able to volunteer their entire world towards Hashem. Adam, each and every one of us is an individual, just like Adam HaRishon, that the whole world is there for us to do our part. Kiyakriv. Don't only do things because you're obligated to, but rather because you volunteer to, because you appreciate that it's not only something that you have to do, it's something you want to do. Mikem, bring your entire self towards Hashem, just like Adam HaRishon that brought everything that was his own. The whole world was his and he brought it, so too the whole world is ours. And we have to come with a voluntary approach. With approach of passion, just like the Yidden were at that stage of their history, we have to come and offer everything to Hashem, offer our entire world and everything in it. Good Shabbos.